AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The FBI has been doing a lot of digging into the gunman who tried to assassinate former President Donald Trump last month outside Pittsburgh.
Extensive analysis of the subject's online search history, as well as his specific online activity, has provided us valuable insight into his mindset, but not a definitive motive.
The FBI's Kevin Rojic says Thomas Matthew Crooks searched online for events for both Donald Trump and President Biden and repeatedly looked up information about explosives. Crooks was killed by a Secret Service counter-sniper. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance is defending the Trump campaign after an altercation at Arlington National Cemetery.
It is amazing to me that you have apparently somebody at Arlington Cemetery, some staff member, had a little disagreement with somebody, and they have turned, the media has turned this into a national news story.
A defense official tells the AP the Trump campaign was warned about not taking photographs before the altercation during a wreath-laying ceremony. The Supreme Court turned back a Biden administration push to restore a multi-billion dollar student debt relief plan. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
While lawsuits over the plan wind their way through lower courts, the high court rejected an administration plea to put most of the plan back into effect. A federal appeals panel originally blocked the plan, and the Supreme Court says it expects the lower court to issue a fuller decision. The High Court last year rejected an earlier plan that would have wiped out more than $400 billion in student loan debt. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A former Massachusetts police officer pleaded not guilty to charges of killing a woman he's accused of sexually exploiting when she was underage and then trying to stage the death as a suicide after she told him she was pregnant. The Paralympic Games have opened in Paris. Stocks finish lower. This is AP News. People who volunteer to donate a kidney face an even lower risk of death than doctors had thought.
The study tracked 30 years of living kidney donations and found that by 2022, fewer than one of every 10,000 donors died within 3 months of surgery. Transplant centers have been using older data, citing a risk of 3 deaths per 10,000 living donors, and counseling donors about potentially deadly surgical complications. Thousands of people die each year waiting for an organ transplant. It's possible for living donors to give one of their two kidneys or part of a liver, the only organ that regenerates. With nearly 90,000 people on the U.S. list for a kidney transplant, finding a living donor not only shortens the years-long wait, those organs also tend to survive longer than ones from deceased donors. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The Orlando Police Department closed its investigation into the former owners of the Pulse nightclub without filing any charges related to the deadly shooting there. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.